Hi everyone,
this is Shelley G.
and Vicky Z.
And we are
Two Old Bats in the Belfry.
Good day, all our listeners. Vicky, you and I are both from the East.
Yes, we are.
And we're both from big cities. And I know that I lived the majority of my life in, I'm not ashamed to say, New York. I remember how crazy things were in New York and crazy things that people did and how bananas I used to go when I was driving. And when my husband and I had an apartment in Florida, I used to think that the Florida drivers were hideous. We would get off the plane after a very rocky ride and not be afraid about dying in turbulence. But once I got on I-95 to go down south, I said, I'm going to die on I-95. But once,
we're very familiar with I-95.
Well, being from the East Coast, yeah, because that's really, right, you know, how you got everywhere. But once I moved out here, and I'm not saying where here is, I could not believe what people do on the road. And I get so crazy in the car that I had a man pull up to me the other day and put his hands up like, what are you doing? Because I was talking to myself and screaming in the car at the people in the state that I looked like I was the lunatic because of things that I saw these people do. First of all, I think in our state, which we will not mention, I think it's against the law to use a signal. Nobody uses a traffic signal.
No, they do not. I always say when I see a new car, what's the matter? They didn't put a signal in for you to use in your brand new car? Because it's very true. And then if I was telling my husband the other day, I was out this week and somebody went in a parallel line from the right lane to the turning lane on the left.
Ah.
Just pulled right straight parallel.
A natural occurrence
here. And getting absolutely worse. I don't think that we're as bad as California. You don't want to be.
Well, I don't know. There are a lot of states that it's...
that are bad.
That it's really bad. I mean, I remember doing stuff in New York. Like, I'd be driving down the street and then all of a sudden, I would just make a U-turn if nobody was coming. And I used to scare my husband to death. Because all of a sudden, I'd be driving and he'd keep screaming, I'm in the death seat! I'm in the death seat!
Was there no evacuation or ejection button in your car?
Well, I did tell him. I said, keep it up and I'm going to press the ejection button and you'll be off the side of the road there.
I can't even deal. That's so funny.
The older I get, and I'm driving over 50 years, which really is a lot. But
I'm driving longer than you are.
I am blown away. And I'll tell you the truth. If I see another really old man in a big SUV.
Oh, please. Let me just say,
they can't even get up into them.
No, they can't. I had an experience once when my husband had recently had a heart attack. And after he came home and recuperated, he was experiencing vertigo.
Oh,
and unfortunately, the doctor's office was over 45 minutes away. And we were driving. We got stuck behind someone that all you could see were her hands on the wheel.
That's Florida.
She was somewhere below and going like 20 miles an hour.
You don't see any heads, just hands.
Just hands. And it was excruciating. So that was an issue. And I know.
Growing up, well, when I was younger, I drove Camaros. I had two Camaros.
One of my favorite cars.
With big engines in them.
Oh,
so
yes.
I kind of have like a heavy...
a lead foot?
Yes, mm-hmm. a heavy gas foot. Mm. And I like to go at a decent speed.
Well,
and
I agree.
Of course.
What's a decent speed?
In excess of the speed limit.
Mind.
And, you know, at my advanced age, my patience level is...
oh,
nil.
Oh, me
nil.
Too.
And,
me too.
You know, and I'm bad behind the wheel.
But the thing is, too, that these days, unfortunately, if you piss someone off, they can just go ahead and shoot you.
See, now it's scary.
So it is scary.
You know,
yes.
Years ago, nothing. But
right.
No, you're 100% right.
You want
right.
to talk about scary?
But you know, you have to be careful with anything.
Anything.
Like that,
I know.
We're in a state that allows guns, and
right.
You
I know.
Just You just never know.
I know.
You know, I could see the headlines already. Old ladies get blown away in road rage.
Right. My father had once bought an Avalon.
Oh.
Which is a fairly large car.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And my husband and I told him not to, that it was too big of a car for them. But of course, he didn't listen and ended up going down a ramp right into traffic on the freeway.
Stop it.
Seriously.
Oh, my God.
Thankfully.
That's scary.
Do you think? What a moron. Thankfully, nothing happened. But when he came back, he says to my husband, why did you let me buy this car?
Really?
Mm-hmm. And we said, we told you not to buy the car. It was such a disaster. He really should not have been on the road at that point.
That's pretty scary.
And that's the other thing. There are a lot of people driving, and I understand the independence associated with driving.
Oh, of course. I think about that all the time, having my car taken away.
Yeah, my father-in-law really went berserko and kept accusing my sister-in-law of stealing his car because he really felt... But he would go out and drive and get lost. He wouldn't know where he was.
See, that's scary.
And it's very scary. And the woman who he was seeing at the time wasn't much better in terms of direction. But there are certain people who reach a point where they are really a danger...
Yes.
...to being on the street, in addition to all the people. How many young people have you seen... still texting while driving?
It's not only the young people.
It's a law, is it not?
I see everybody, no matter what age you want. Yes, it's a law, but there's not enough people to enforce that.
Right, and I keep screaming. Well, I, like you, I'm screaming in the car.
Oh, my God.
Like a lunatic, because so many of these people just think that... and the other thing, because they have a turn signal on, they think that they could just turn.
Right. Nobody
without
looks.
Any, no,
right.
Nobody looks. Nobody cares. And it's a miracle, quite honestly, that we don't have more accidents anywhere in the country.
So please, listeners, do everybody a favor and pay attention to the driving. Please don't make us yell. You will not be happy.
And we'll leave you with this. Remember, age is mind over matter.
If you
don't mind, it doesn't matter.